Welcome. Get ready to be intoxicated.
So, today I want to talk about something that feels more essential than ever. Why it's so important to read books. And no, I'm not talking about textbooks, I'm talking about literature, fiction, stories. Of course, reading textbooks is important. We need them to learn, pass exams, and get through school. But let's be honest, most of us read them because we have to, because there is a test coming or a grade to earn. It's goal-driven reading, useful but narrow. Literature is different. It's not about checking boxes. It's about exploring what it means to be human. And yet, fewer and fewer people are turning to it. In a time where information comes rushing at us from every crack and corner of the global internet, it's easier than ever to overlook books. Most of us, if we need an answer, we just Google it or ask ChatGPT. One quick prompt and you get what feels like a complete and compact answer. Like, for example, you ask AI to summarize The Miserables by Victor Hugo and it gives you this.
Les Miserables is the story of Jean Valjean, a man imprisoned for stealing a loaf of bread, who spends his life trying to outrun his past and do good in a world that won't let him forget. After being shown unexpected mercy by a bishop, he reinvents himself as a factory owner and mayor, but is relentlessly hunted by Inspector Javert, who believes law and justice are absolute. Along the way, Valjean rescues Cosette, the daughter of a dying woman, and raises her in secret. As France erupts in political unrest, a group of young revolutionaries, including Cosette's love interest, Marius, make a doomed stand on the barricades. In the end, Valjean finds peace through self-sacrifice. Javert breaks under the weight of moral contradiction, and love, despite tragedy, survives.
And you know what? That's actually a good summary. It's accurate. It captures the main plot, the structure, the message. But let me ask you something. If you read just that, would you feel like you've read the book? Like you've actually understood it? Well, I don't think so. It's the difference between knowing about something and experiencing it. And to explain what I mean, let me give you a metaphor. Newton's law of gravity. So gravity didn't start existing when Newton discovered it. It's always been here. You, me, everyone, we experience it every day, but does that mean we understand it? Not unless you have studied it deeply. If you are not a physicist, probably not. The same is true for literature. A summary tells you what the story is, but it doesn't give you the texture, the emotion, the internal questions. You don't get to live it. You don't get the intellectual nourishment, the food for thought that comes from sitting with a character, from turning the pages yourself. And that brings me to something I really believe in. Reading fiction can actually enrich your character and help you become a more whole, more complete person. When it comes to personality, there are two things that shape us: genetics and environment. That's what we are born with and what surrounds us. But that's just the foundation. If you want to grow beyond that, to become something more than your default settings, you need to put in the work. And one of the best ways to do that is through reading. Because every book is like living another life. Whether it's drama, mystery, science fiction, or fantasy, each story stretches a different part of your thinking. It challenges you, teaches you, and most importantly, makes you ask new questions. And those questions? That's where the real growth starts. Reading helps you understand yourself. It helps you notice your strengths and see where you still need to grow. It sharpens your ability to understand the people and the world around you.
the very environment that shapes who you are. Not every book will resonate with you, and that's okay. If a book doesn't connect, don't force it. You won't get anything meaningful out of it if you are not emotionally engaged. That's why choosing the right book matters just as much as reading any book. Some stories echo others. Writers are inspired by each other, sometimes too much. You might pick up a novel and think, I've read this before, and sometimes giving those books a chance ends up being a waste of a time. So be selective. Let books choose you too. Now, all that said, I don't want to leave this episode without giving you the science behind everything I am saying, because it's not just philosophical, it's biological. Let's talk facts. In 2013, researchers at Emory University scanned people's brains before and after reading a novel. They found increased neural activity in the language centers, also in areas linked to physical sensation. This means that if you read a scene where a character runs barefoot across gravel, your brain lights up like you are feeling it. That's called embodied cognition. Reading literally tricks your brain into living the story. Also, in 2013, psychologists David Kidd and Emmanuel Castano from the New School found that people who read literary fiction scored higher on empathy tests. Reading serious literature improves your theory of mind, your ability to understand how others think and feel. Fiction, in a real way, helps us practice being human. And get this. In 2009, a study from the University of Sussex showed that just 6 minutes of reading reduces stress levels by up to 68%. That's more effective than music, tea, or even a walk. 6 minutes, one chapter, your nervous system resets. Then, in another 2013 study, Dr. Robert Wilson at Rush University found that reading slows down age-related cognitive decline. People who read regularly had a 32% slower decline in memory and mental clarity. Reading literally builds something called cognitive reserve, a buffer against aging. And finally, in 2021, researchers from University College London at the University of Malaga found that teenagers who read high-quality fiction every day progressed 3 months faster academically than those who didn't. Not just any reading, meaningful reading. So yeah, reading books is not just a relaxing pastime. It's a mental workout. It rewires your brain. It calms your body, it keeps your mind alive, it strengthens your empathy. And there is more. Through books, you can explore other cultures, other times. You can dive into ancient Indian philosophy or Russian realism, Japanese minimalism, and see how the world thinks, how it evolves, how it breathes. And more you read, more you will understand, you will realize people across the space and time are shockingly different and deeply alike. So that's the power of books. They are not just stories, they are worlds, thousands of them, and they are all waiting for you. All you have to do is just start reading.